Ellen Quist lost the 1994 primary election in a landslide to incumbent Governor Arne Carlson. Quist won the party endorsement from the Republican state convention delegates, however, but his primary loss illustrated the party's problem in the state. Party activists were much more conservative than the average Republican voter. Governor Carlson appealed to moderates, and that's why he snubbed the endorsement process to go on and win the primary and eventually the general election over DFLer John Marty. Quist appears to be distancing himself from the 1994 loss and the platform of conservative moral issues on which he ran. He says the political climate has changed in the last 4 years, and today's number one issue is not so-called family values, but education.
So I'm spending three-fourths of my time on education, and that's both, you know, I don't know if you call it a social issue or not, I don't. But it certainly has major economic ramifications.
Quist favors school testing in grades 3, 5, and 8, and would also include testing at the high school level at the beginning and end of every school year. He also encourages the teaching of phonics for reading and wants greater emphasis on basic skills like reading, writing, mathematics, and science, including computer literacy. Quist is not alone in his campaign talk over education. It's a major piece of every candidate's campaign this year and ranks as the number one issue in public opinion polls. Taxes ranks second. And like other candidates, Quist talks about property tax reform. For example, he wouldn't have it bankroll K-12 education. Another plan would be to repeal the marriage tax. Quist says while he has broadened his platform to spotlight education as his number one issue, one he hopes will have a broader appeal among average voters, he still maintains his strong 1994 foothold among conservative party activists. He says many of the same delegates who handed him the endorsement that year will be delegates at this year's nominating convention in Minneapolis.
People who are saying the delegates are more moderate or that the state is more moderate or something like that don't know the delegates. I know the delegates. I talk to them all the time.
But if last fall's straw poll didn't signal a shift in delegates' social beliefs, it showed them to perhaps be more pragmatic when they tossed their support behind Lieutenant Governor Joanne Benson. Benson argued she and not Ellen Quist is the most electable candidate. Despite his loss in the straw poll last fall, Quist maintains his faith in the nominating convention process, and he says he'll prevail.
You know, the preamble to the Minnesota Constitution says that the Constitution exists to guarantee the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, and that's me.
But he says he'll still abide by the endorsement process, ending his campaign if he fails to win over a majority of delegates in June. Other Republican hopefuls in the race are Lieutenant Governor Joanne Benson, St. Paul Mayor Norm Coleman, who leads his challengers in this week's Minnesota Public Radio St. Paul Pioneer Press Care 11 TV poll, and Waverly businessman Dick Burrell. This is Karen Louise Booth, Minnesota Public Radio.